All right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, dear listeners. You are tuned to Radio Islam International, 11 minutes past 10 o'clock. We'd like to welcome all the contestants and all our listeners of Radio Islam International. Today we have the week 4 finalists. MashaAllah, all the luck to them. And finally, my co-host, Maulana Suhaib Lasania, makes his grand appearance after 2.5 hours Salim. Jazakumullah for your time, my brother. We welcome you. And it's a bit late. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You should be making shukr, Maulana, that from my busy schedule I have taken out some time and I have dedicated to you. So make shukr.
Kya baat, wah, wah, wah. Shabash. Okay, let's welcome our contestants. MashaAllah, week 4 finalists. They are Ilyas Hussain, line number 1. First contestant, Ilyas. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, brother.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you, my friend?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. With your du'as, we are all well. You making du'a for us, Ilyas?
Yes.
See, please to make du'a for us, okay, my brother?
Make
du'a for Mali Sahib also.
I'm sure he's making bad du'a for you, my brother. Only he can't confess.
Okay, line number 2, we have contestant number 2, Hussain Muhammad. Hussain Muhammad, are you there, my brother?
Yes, yes.
I always make a mistake with the surname. Is it B-A-B-L-O-W-O, Bablu or Badlu?
B-A-D-L-O-O.
Oh, Badlu. It's pronounced as Badlu.
Yes.
MashaAllah, Badlu, MashaAllah. Okay, Hussain, where are you calling from, brother?
Johannesburg.
Where?
Johannesburg.
Oh, Johannesburg, Jazakumullah. And we have third contestant, Sister Zakia Wadiwala Takolia. Sister, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah, sister. And all the luck to the contestants. Alright, brothers and sisters, Buzurgan Adin, Mali Suhaib Saab, we have to the contestants, we're going to be asking 5 questions and they have to respond within 60 seconds. And if you don't know the answer, just say pass. Let's continue. Alright, and the winner qualifies for the grand finale taking place on the night before Eid. If you fail, you pay us $200. Well, I say some Hussain bhai, Ilyas, you heard. If you get less than 3 rand, brother, you're gonna have to patala, you're gonna have to give us money.
As it is, they are the winners of 1,000 rand daily prices, isn't it?
Yeah, they won 1,000 rand already, I forgot money saved. So from there the law is you're gonna have to give us back 500 rands. Alright, what we're going to be doing today, Malaysia, we're going to be changing a little bit as well. We're going to ask them a random question. Alright, a
bonus question.
Bonus question, it's called a bonus question. Salim, 7 seconds, we're going to start with a bonus question. And if you get this bonus question right, inshallah, it's going to be approximately, what did I say, 400 or 500 rands?
No, they'll just qualify for the next round.
Oh, you'll qualify for the next round, we'll tell you what your grand prize is going to be for this bonus question. Okay. You familiar with the laws and the terms, my brothers? T's and C's applies also. Okay. Okay, my brother Ilyas. Let's start with you. Your random question. Okay. It might sound a bit funny, but it's not. It's a reality. We want the answer. Brother Salim, 7 seconds to answer. We're talking about history, Mali Sahib, so we're going to start with history.
Hmm.
Random question.
Sure.
You heard about Vasco da Gama. We've done it in school, I think Standard 4, Standard 5. Ilyas, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. You heard about Vasco da Gama?
Yes.
Who was he, brother, before I ask you the question?
Was an explorer, I think.
As an explorer. Okay, whatever he was. It's not my business. Anyway, Vasco da Gama, the man. He was in South Africa, you say he was the explorer. Okay, the question is, 7 seconds to answer. Did he swim the Mediterranean Sea, did he swim the Vaal River, or did he swim the Orange River? 7 seconds.
The Mediterranean Sea.
You say Vasco da Gama swam the Mediterranean Sea. Alright, we'll get back to your answer, my brother, in a bit or two. Hussain bhai, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, we'll tell you regarding how Ilyas done for the first question. The random question is called the bonus question, Mali Sahib.
Yes.
Alright, Jazakallah. Hussain bhai, are you ready? 7 seconds to answer, my brother.
Yes.
We spoke about Shaka about a week and a half ago. We asked the sister one question about Shaka. You know Shaka? Where was he from?
Natal.
Yeah, he was from Natal. Exactly where in Natal?
Muhammad from Durban there.
He's not a loyal listener of Radio Islam, because 2 days back you did give
we gave the tips and the clues, my brother. He was near Stenger, anybody say, sir?
Stenger.
Yeah, not very far from Stenger. Anyway, about Shaka. He was known as a great warrior, Mani Swaib. Okay. Did he live in multiple choice question? 1. Igloo. 2. The kraal. Or 3. The hut.
He live in a kraal. Kraal.
Okay. Okay. So you say he lived in a kraal. Okay. We'll give the answers in a bit, okay, my brother? It was a good try. Zakia, are you there, sister?
Yeah.
Okay, we asked 2 questions. This is a bonus question. It's called the bonus question for the weekly finals, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Your question, sister, it's not politics. It is general question. Okay?
Okay.
How many toenails does a crocodile have?
Doesn't he have toenails?
Or whatever you call it on the paws, whatever it is.
4 on each.
I don't know if she counted it, Molly Sweet.
You never give multiple choice for that.
Oh, there was no multiple choice. No, that one you wanted the direct answer.
Yeah.
So the first one, Ilyas says that Vasco da Gama swam the Mediterranean Sea. Molly Sweet, I don't know how he got it right, because there's a lot of sharks in the Mediterranean Sea. Hossein Bhai?
Penalizing, Molana. Take some money away.
Yeah, we're going to take 500 rands away. Hossein Bhai? You say that Shaka lived in a kraal. Minus 900 ends. Zakia, you better count the toenails of a crocodile. It's not 4. Tell us next year, inshallah. Alright, so they all lost out on the bonus question, what you say. So all unfortunate. Very unfortunate for them.
We'll keep it for next year then.
We'll keep the money for next year. Anyway, it was supposed to be 4,000 rands.
Such a big amount.
Yeah, 4,000 rands each. Salim Bhai, are you ready? Engineer Sahib. Mari Sahib, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Alright, second round of the quiz. Brothers and sisters, Ilyas, are you ready? Ilyas?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not talking about Vasco da Gama and a brother. We're going to ask you 5 questions. You're going to have to answer those 5 questions in 60 seconds, okay, my friend?
Yeah.
You're my brother, I like you, make dua for me. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. Here we go. Question, who was the first person to confront Maryam about her pregnancy? A. Zakaria alayhi salam. B. Zakaria alayhi salam's wife. Or C. Yusuf the carpenter.
1.
Is Suratul Madaji another name for Surah Hamim, Sajra, Surah Alif Lam Mim, Sajra, or Surah Jumu'ah?
2.
Upon Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala's death, the first written manuscript of the Quran Kareem was given to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. To whom was it given after Hazrat Umar's death? Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, or Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala?
1.
True or false, the name of Samiri who caused the Banu Israel to worship the Kaaba is also Musa?
True.
The largest ocean of the world is 1. Pacific, 2. Indian, or 3. Atlantic?
Pacific.
Right. Brother Ilyas Saab?
Yeah.
You have, how many things you got right, brother?
I don't know.
You've done quite well, Mari Swaib. You've done quite well. MashaAllah, he's got 3 right. 3 out of 5.
Gee, that's what my score sheet also says.
That's what you are. Are you playing X and O's there, brother, or are you taking on scores?
That's how the answers he gave, Mulana.
Alright, I saw some X's and all. I thought you were playing X and O. Okay. Anyway, 3 out of 5. MashaAllah, Ilyas. Very good, my brother. Jazakallah, my brother. Let's see how the other contestants do. Okay. Hossein Bhai from Johannesburg, are you there?
Yeah.
You got 60 seconds to answer 5 questions, okay?
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking about Shaka now.
Mm.
Okay, anyway. Here goes your question. How many sinful women are mentioned in particular in the Quran? 1 is 1, 2, 3, or 3, 5?
3.
How many surahs in the Quran Kareem commence with the word Sabbaha? 3, 4, or 5?
5.
How many people were in the committee appointed by Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to recollect the Quran Kareem? 4, 5, or 10?
10.
True or false, the Arabic word for angels, malaika, and the word shayateen have been mentioned an equal amount of times in the Quran Kareem. True or false?
False.
Australia was discovered by 1, Jimmy Cook, 2, Captain Cook, or 3, Columbus?
Number two
is Captain Cook. Captain Cook. Okay, my brother. Brother Salim, you can stop the buzzing there. Jimmy Cook was a cricketer, Mauli Shaib Sahab.
If you say so, then I'll believe it.
You believe it. Jimmy Cook was a cricketer. Australia was discovered by, not Jimmy Cook, but yes, like my brother said, it was Captain Cook. Mashallah, my brother. But the other answers were unfortunately not correct. How many surahs in the Quran Kareem commence with the word Sabbaha? We asked you 3, 4, or 5. The correct answer is 3. Okay.
Yes.
True or false, the Arabic word for angels or malaika in the word shayateen have been mentioned an equal amount of times in the Quran Kareem. The answer there is true. Okay, my brother, you said false.
Right.
Sorry for that, my brother. Sorry, we are learning, Hussein Bhai.
Good.
But you have 4 incorrect. Okay, my brother.
Alright.
Nothing to lose. You already 1,000 days, my brother. Alright, just hold the line. Let's see how the other contestants do. Okay? Jazakumallah. But if Saif Sahib would like to ask Sister Zakia her questions.
I mean, let's ask her who she wants to yate from Molana. Maybe they like you there. They prefer that you ask them questions.
Anyone?
You go, Molly Saif Sahib.
Okay, let's start. Are you ready, Sister Zakia?
Yes.
How many times has Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam been mentioned in the Quran? Once, twice, or 4 times?
Twice.
How many surahs of the Quran are named after the day of Qiyamah? 9, 11, or 15?
11.
Okay. Related to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this man used to recite the Torah in a very sweet voice, but he was a hypocrite. Is he Haman, Qarun, or Samiri?
Samiri.
True or false, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was 33 years old when he was appointed to the position of finance minister?
True.
The country which has the highest population density is Nigeria, China, or Monaco?
China.
That's the 5 questions, Munakara.
Yes, Mauli Shaib Sahab. Zakiya, we asked you how many surahs of the Quran Kareem are named after the day of Qiyamah, 9, 11, or 15. The correct answer is 11. You said 11, mashallah. It is Mauli Shaib Sahab, Al-Waqi'ah, Taghabun, Al-Haqqah, Al-Qiyamah, Al-Naba Takweer, Al-Infitar, Al-Inshiqaq, Al-Ghashiyah, Al-Zilzal, Al-Qadi'ah.
Mashallah.
Hear about him. Jim, that one you got correct, sister, and the one about the age of Yusuf Ali Salatu Salam when he was appointed as to the position of finance minister. True. The country which has the highest population density is Nigeria, China, or Monaco? The answer there is Monaco, sister. You said China. Appa, you have 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Apologies for that, sister. Let's see how the other contestants do. We have our next contestant, Brother Salim. Are you ready for the next contestants? Yusuf. We're taking a break, inshallah, Brother Salim. Is a bit tired on the other side, Mali Sahib Sahib. Give him a break as well. When we come back, we're talking, inshallah, Aziz, to Sister Yusuf as well as Fatima.
Welcome back to Radio Islam International. Time right now is 27 minutes past 10 o'clock and you are listening to our weekly final. So far, Maulana Kara, just to give the score, Brother Ilyas was contestant number 1. He is leading so far. He has 3 points. Then contestant number 2, Hussein Badloom, has 2 out of 5 and Sister Zakia has 2 out of 5. So these were the 3 participants that we asked them so far. Let's continue with contestant number 4, Maulana Kara.
Ilyas, mashallah, is leading 3 out of 5. Ilyas, well done. Let's see how Yusuf and Sister Fatima answer to the questions. Sister Yusuf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Alaikum salam.
Appa, may I ask where you're calling from? Oh, okay. Alright, sorry. It's fine. Okay. Anyway, Appa, we've got 60 seconds to answer, okay?
Inshallah.
And if you don't know the answer, just say pass.
Okay.
Alright. Fatima, line number 2, any questions you have, Ben?
No.
Nothing at all, eh?
Inshallah.
Jazakum Allah. All the luck. Okay. Let's go with Umm Yusuf Mali Yiswait. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
No, no, you go ahead, Ma.
Alright, here's the question, Zappa. How was Yusuf the carpenter related to Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salam? Was he her A, paternal uncle's son, or B, maternal uncle's son?
Number one.
Because a considerable portion of the surah is regarding the expedition of Banu Nadir, the surah is also called Surah Banu Nadir. Is this A, Surah Muhammad, B, Surah Al-Hashr, or C, Surah Taghabun?
Surah Taghabun.
Which Nabi used to fast 3 days in the beginning of the month, 3 days in the middle of the month, and 3 days at the end of the month? Dawood, Sulaiman, or Zakaria?
Dawood, alayhi
salam. Alayhim salatu wassalam. True or false, the tyrant ruler of Babylon dug a pit, placed 2 lions in it, and then threw this Nabi Hizqir alayhi salam in the pit, but the lions did not attack him. The gateway to the Gulf of Iran is 1. The Straits of Hormuz. 2. The Straits of the Bosphorus. 3. The Straits of Gibraltar.
Number 1.
And what was number 1, Ben?
Strait of... I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay. Sorry, that's just a guess. Okay, anyway. Yeah. The guess has worked, Manisha Ibsam. The Straits of Hormuz. It is the Straits of Hormuz. That is called the gateway to the Gulf of Iran. Okay, Manisha Ibsam, would you like to see how many right the sister got from Yusuf?
According to my score, she just won.
Yes, sister. The next one you would have just said true or false. Just take a chance, true or false. But anyway, you said pass. Sister, unfortunately, just 1 out of 5.
Okay,
alright then. Jazakallah, you are learning, but well done.
Jazakallah.
You already won 1,000 rands.
Okay.
Jazakallah, pa.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ji, what is it, sahab? Sister Fatima is on the line.
Ji, Sister Fatima won this evening after Maghrib. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Fatima.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you ready? Do you have any questions before we proceed?
No.
So you have 5 questions, okay?
Ji.
Okay, question number 1. Was Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam's wife, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam's A, paternal auntie, B, maternal auntie, or C, maternal cousin?
See.
How many times does the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appears in the Quran? Number 1, 2,000 times, number 2, 3,000 times, or number 3, none of the above?
Number 3.
Which surah in the Quran discusses the most about amount of injunctions? Is it Surah Baqarah, Surah An-Nisa, or Ali Imran?
B.
B. True or false, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam was called the orator of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam by some of the great scholars of the past. True or false?
True.
And the final question, the first woman Prime Minister of Britain was Margaret Thatcher, Maria Antoinette, or Cleopatra?
Maria Antoinette.
You're saying number 2?
Yeah.
Okay, Marana Kara.
What did you say? Who was the third one? Apa? Maria?
Maria Antoinette.
Maria Antoinette. Yes. What did you say, Saab? And the third one we said, what is her name again?
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra, okay. Alright, unfortunately, Apa, Sister Fatima, you have... The last one is not Antoinette. It is Margaret Thatcher. What did you say, Saab? And so she's got 1-2 right. Am I correct, Mali Swahib?
Let me just check my... I think it's 3, Mana. She says B for question number 3. Which surah of the Quran discusses the most amount of injunctions? Yes, that's incorrect. So 2, yes, you are right.
I think you're sleepy when you say something.
No, it's better to make sure, Mulana. It's always better to make sure.
Gee, Sister Fatima, unfortunately, sister, we have just 2 right.
Okay,
Jazakallah. Jazakallah, well done. You already 1,000 rands. Jazakallah. And all the luck. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Walaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mali Saif Saab. So, mashallah, we have the 5 contestants. Ilyas Hussain, Hussain Muhammad, Zakiya Waliwala, Umm Yusuf, and Sister Fatima. And the winner is our brother, Ilyas Hussain. Ilyas, are you there, brother?
Yeah.
55 grand coming up your way tonight. How do you feel?
Alhamdulillah.
Don't get too happy, brother. We're not dishing away so much of money. Yeah, we wish it was 55 grand. You'd have given us at least 10 grand.
I'm also wondering, where did that figure come from?
But mashallah, you won 1,000 rands already during the course of the week, Ilyas. Mashallah, well done to you. And you qualify for the grand finale taking place on the night before Eid. And the winner's going to get lots and lots of money. Jazakallah, Ilyas. Hussein, are you there? Hussein, Jazakallah for contesting, my brother. All the luck, inshallah, du'as. Zakia, are you there, sister? Nobody is there. Only the winner is there. Ilyas is there, mashallah. Nobody wants to talk to us now, Wali Sahib. They all lost. They put the phones down. Gee. Ilyas, you talk to us, my brother. You're the winner. Ilyas? Oh, he's also gone. Brother Salim says he's gone. All right, he's got his 1,000 rands. He's a happy man. He's gone to sleep, Wali Sahib Sab. Inshallah, we're going to be talking. We're going to continue, inshallah, the night before Eid, Wali Sahib Sab. That's going to be the finals.
Yes, most probably, according to the age of the moon, the moon might be sighted Tuesday night. So, inshallah, Tuesday night around 8:30, 8:15, we should be starting.
Inshallah, depends what time you make your way to the studios.
Yeah, you need to just make an appointment. Inshallah, I'll try my best to be present, Chamalana. Now you're looking very chilled and de-stressed. Is it because of Tarawih stress? Are you done with Tarawih? Or because this was the last course that took place? What's the reason behind such a good mood and you're feeling happy all the time? What's happening now?
I don't know. I had, Red Bull today.
Red Bull normally gives you wings. It doesn't make you laugh.
I say some Jazakallah, my brother.
Are you on some medication?
Yeah. No, no medication at all. I thought you were going to tell me, are you smoking something?
No, anyway, this is a family radio station. We don't use such vulgar words like this on air. We try to keep it clean, Mulana Kara.
You mean we try to keep it off air? Gee. Jazakallah, Wali Sahib Sab, and Jazakallah to all the contestants. Ilyas is the winner today, mashallah. Well done to him and all the contestants. Each one of them won 1,000 rands. We conclude the program, Brother Salim. Jazakallah for the hard work behind the scenes, my brother. You're always working very, very hard, taking the calls, and it's a pleasure working with you. Allah Pak reward you as well. And we conclude the program, Wali Sahib Sab, from Hassan Muhammad Kana, Brother Salim, and Wali Sahib. Request for du'as. Have a lovely evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.